We're joined in the media center by Pro Stock Leading Qualifier Bo Butner, who ran a 6.554 second pass at 210.18 miles per hour in the first qualifying session. It's kind of been a solid day for you guys coming out here. How are you feeling going into tomorrow?
Very good. That was even surprising for me because we made a very, very good run compared to the rest of the field. And it was kind of shocking, don't get me wrong. But, again, I had a very fast car last week in Charlotte, so that shouldn't surprise us. But it's a good day. Good day for all three KB cars. We have room for improvement, which that's what we'll do tomorrow.
Charlotte was hot, and this weekend's supposed to be hot. Do you think you guys didn't have to do much, which helped you in your first run?
I think we have some similar setups. Of course, we always try something new.
Okay.
But it will continue. Our cars seem to like maybe a little hot, greasier track than other teams. So we're very excited to race. So.
Okay.
You set quite a distance between yourself in the field in that first run, and then they kind of caught up to you in the second run, but you still were able to hold them off. Did you think somebody might pass you in that second run?
I kind of figured another KB car might, but because we're all similar, and it was good, but it made a very, very good run Q1, so it'd be tough to get around. Tomorrow, who knows what's going to happen, but we did the best we could today, and I'm very happy with my team.
In Q1, like I said, you just seemed to be so much faster than everybody else. I mean, you were the only one who really had a really good run in Q1, and the other ones made theirs in Q2 to make it up.
It's always good to be in the back and to let our guys I call geniuses to watch other cars. Then it gives them more time to think. That looks a lot like me, second Q2, but. Real quick, I mean, I've got the best team. I'm so fortunate to be with Kim Black and Judy Black. They're here and they're having a good time. This is their favorite area. They love to go to the Amish land. But I don't know if you noticed on the hood of my car, I've got 21 guys, and it's actually National Gold Star Mothers Weekend, and that's for all the heroes that have lost their life. There's over 400 of them going to be in Washington D.C. Sunday, and they're all the mothers are here. And they all stuck a sticker on my car. So if you get a chance, come by and look at them. It's pretty touching. And now I have something to run for. And it's a neat special. It's an honor for me.
Yeah. What's 21 gold stars, you said?
Yep, 21. And it's got a picture of each soldier that lost their life. It's a neat deal. And their mothers are here. And they actually put them on the car. So it's a neat deal. We're very, very fortunate for them on our car. Because, I mean, I've got 21 angels helping me. So. It's a good deal.
You come from like a military family, so it means more to do this?
I do not, but as I got older in life, you need to appreciate where we live and what it's for. And it's kind of funny, Jason and I were talking. I went to Washington, D.C. between the races, and he was telling me about Gettysburg, which we learned that in school, but 50,000 kids lose their wife or life in the afternoon is unbelievable. So we're just little bitty specks compared to what these guys do for us. So they're the heroes.
Have you lost weight since the season?